importance to receiving from the Lord. So let's be expectant. Expect God. You see, when you come to the presence of God, in the Old Testament, when people appear before God, because they recognize God, they know they are coming to meet the Almighty God, the one with Him, there's nothing that is impossible. So when we come to the presence of the Lord, they are full of expectations. Praise God. So I want you to take a clip on that. Be full of expectation. And the word of God promises us that the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short. Our expectation this morning will not be cut short in the name of Jesus. Now, as we are praying, worshiping God, the Lord laid my heart. Nothing happened to him, to pray for pastor. There's nothing. Don't say, he asked us to pray for pastor. You just want to pray for him. You know, Paul, often we tell people, brethren, pray for me, that utterance will be given unto me. Say, brethren, pray for us. So we want to pray for our pastor. Just not in my eyes, as we are worshiping the Lord, it was not part of what I intended to do this morning, but God just laid in my heart that we'll pray for him. Just a few minutes, we'll pray in the spirit for him, that the Lord God Almighty will uphold him, that the Lord will perfect all that concerns him. Pray in understanding, pray in the spirit for a few minutes. Lord, we lift up Pastor Shola Akade to your heart this morning. We ask, Lord, that you perfect all that concerns him in the name of Jesus. Grant him enlargement of course. In the name of Jesus, preserve him spirit, soul, and body. In the name of Jesus, mehankato prehekete hiriba kusho prehengete hiriba. Ma papa kusuto hikete hiriba kasanta yanaraba. Ekita sopra hankata yaraba. Mehanti sutupa hankata hiriba kushuto hengerebo. In Jesus' name we are prayed. And so, Eternal Father, we thank you for our pastor, Dr. Shola Akande. We lift him up before you this morning. That God will perfect all that concerns him in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will increase his greatness and comfort him on every side in the name of Jesus. Preserve him spirit, soul, and body in the name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father, for in Jesus' name we are prayed. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together for the Lord. This morning, I have a very short message. I believe it's going to be short, like 30 minutes, thereabouts. And I trust that Lord God Almighty will bless us through this message. Well, the title of our message this morning is The More Sure Word. Everybody say, The More Sure Word. That is the title of my message. And the intention, the reason why I'm preaching this message, and what I intend to achieve by the grace of God through this message is, number one, to bring a fresh awareness of the role and importance of God's word in our walk with the Lord. So, that's number one intention to preach this message, to bring fresh awareness of the importance and the role of the word of God in our walk with the Lord. You know, many of us, our attitude to God's word. Some of us, like, I'm a BBC teacher, so I know most of us coming to church, we don't have Bible. I know we don't read Bible. It's because if you don't have Bible, that means that you don't read it. So these are things that I want to create a fresh awareness of the importance and the role of God's word in our walk with the Lord. Number two, to help us to have a proper and right attitude to God's word. Amen. You know, like I said, attitude is very important. And you will see from the scripture, as I go on, as I press forward the scripture, we'll see people's attitude, how they responded to God's word, and how the word of God find expression in their lives because of their attitude. So I want to help us to bring God to a fresh understanding, one, and to have a proper and right attitude to God's word. Number three, and to help us see that the word of God works, that the word of God is dependable and reliable. Amen. The word of God is dependable and reliable. That Bible that you have in your hand is not just letters. It's power of God that is backing it to fulfill it. The word of God is dependable, also reliable. Now, let me tell you something. The word of God does not need appendage, something that we have to eat so that it can fulfill, it can be fulfilled. You understand? Some additions. So that, let us add this one to God's word. Like some of us, when you go to mountains, when you go and pray, they will say, you want to pray for your brother in America, and you take the passport, the photograph, and you take it to the mountain, and say, you are praying for, some of you take five photographs, you are praying for A, B, C, D. That's religious. So the word of God is not enough to meet the fellow. So you have to bring the passport, the photograph, or whatever. So that, you see, the word of God does not need appendage, it doesn't need addition. You don't have to add anything to God's word. It's pure. Amen. So you don't need to add anything to the word of God. It's dependable, it's reliable, and it's powerful. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. He said, the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God is what? Living and active. It's dynamic. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, lastly, I want us to see how to work the word so that it can work for you. Let me come again. I want to help us to see how to work the word of God. You know, I'm a bad man, so you don't expect me to pronounce all these things the way Pastor Mrs. will pronounce them. So just accept it the way I am. I'm like a dry fish that cannot be bent. Amen. So just accept me the way I am. So you have to listen to me. Some of you that go to America, like Mrs. Sister Adepoju, all of you that travel out, Sister Comfort, please. This is a local man that is speaking to you. Praise God. Now, I want to help us to see how to work the word of God so that the word can work for you. The intention of God for giving us this word is that the word of God will work in our lives. Amen. That is the purpose God gave us the word. Like in Genesis chapter 1. The Bible said in Genesis chapter 1, the Bible said that God created heaven and earth, and then the verse said that God said, he used his word to create. You see, in the Bible, they said there's something that we call the principle of first mention. The first time the word was used in the Bible, it was used to create. So words was not originally meant for communication. It was meant for creation. Praise God. So the purpose of God giving us the word of God is for the word to work for us. So I want to help you to see how to use the word of God to work for you. You know, there is a cliche that the word works when it is worked. When you work the word will work for you. So I want to be able to see that aspect of God's word. I see it really help you. If you will pay good attention to this and you understand it, it will help you. It will help your walk with the Lord. It will wear your attitude and approach to the word of God. And I trust that God Almighty will take us to another realm of walking with him in the name of Jesus. Now, in Matthew chapter 17, Brother Elijah has been taking us Bible study on this particular. Now, I had to change my message because me, I've been preparing my message since February 18. Even before Pastor told me that I will preach, I've been preparing this message. So when he was now preaching on Matthew 17, and I said, I have to change my own a little so that it don't look like I'm copying. So Matthew 17, that will not be my test. I will just, I will get another test so that, praise God. Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter 17, verse 1 to 6, after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a handmaid apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment as white as the light. And behold, here appear unto them Moses, Elias, talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto him, let's go to verse 5. Why ye speak? Behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Verse 6. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were so afraid. Praise God. You know, this account This incident, this thing that happened at the Mount of Transfiguration. Three disciples were there. Peter, James, and John. And all of them, they gave their perspective of what happened at that Mount of Transfiguration. In their letters, John, he said in John chapter 1, he was trying to recant the encounter at that Mount of Transfiguration. And James also, I will let you see where James mentioned that. He mentioned in a way that encounter, that account. Then Peter, that's the account I want to look into, the account of Peter. Because all of them, you see, all of us, like you are listening to me now, all of you are getting different things from my message. So Peter, James, and John, they were with Jesus, but their perspective, the way they saw it, the way it affected them, though the same thing, but a different way. Praise God. Now, so please, let's open our Bible to my text. 2 Peter chapter 15, chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. That is the text. So I like to build my message, you know. It's like a plane taking off. It's a gradual thing. You get into the real. Praise God. 2 Peter chapter 2. I want to read from verse 15. 2 Peter chapter 1, sorry. Now, he said, moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able, after my decease, so Peter was an aged man about to die. He said, after my decease, to have this thing always in remembrance. Verse 16, and you like underline this in your Bible. He said, for we have not followed a cunningly devised fables. When we made known unto you the power and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, but were high witnesses of his majesty, referring to that account. For he received of the Father of God from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And verse 17 said, this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him on the holy month. Verse 19, and this is where I take myself. We have also, mark that also. He said, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take it as unto light that shineth in a dark place, unto day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. Praise God. Now, Peter says something here that when you read it, and God gave you insight into what he was trying to say. Now, he was addressing them. He was about to die. He said, after my decease, after I die, these things I want you to always remember. I now recounted the episode at the Mount of Transfiguration. He said, well, with Jesus Christ on the Mount of Transfiguration, how the glory came down, how we heard the voice, how the cloud and everything we saw. He said, but we also have a more sure word of prophecy. Now, let me bring out my point here. Now, he said, for we have not followed a cunningly devised way, a clearly invented stories. He said, for we have not followed a carefully or cleverly invented stories. Now, these days, we have so many cleverly invented ideas or hacks that people do in church. And they are misleading us. They make us to play less emphasis on God's word. And we are playing emphasis on those acts. And Paul Peter is saying here, he said, for we have not followed it. We have not followed a what is it? Cunningly devised fables. He said, we have not followed it. Now, you see, in this place, in this passage that I have read, I want to identify three or four things that we are going to discuss, and I go to the word itself. Number one, he talked about the cloud. You know, where they were with Jesus Christ on the Mount of Transfiguration, they saw the cloud, the spectacular, the cloud. And then Moses and Elijah just appear in the That is supernatural. The spectacular, the supernatural, the voice, then the word. Those are the things I want to talk around. Now, the spectacular. You know, many of us, is it particularly the African religion, traditional religion, African, the way we practice religion in Africa, you have to bring something. When you want to go to Babalawo, you have to take something to Babalawo or priest. You want to consult. And all of us, we have reduced God to something that we consult. That's why we see in church, they will not share the word. They have to bring certain things. Bring oil, bring candle, bring coconuts, bring this, bring that. Because the word is not enough. We have to add to the word to work. As many of us, we are carried away by these spectaculars. And we leave or we left the reading. You see, if you want to pray for somebody and say, let us pray and pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Christ has redeemed you. Christ has redeemed you from the cause of the Lord. Just like a confession. So you turn around and hear. Are you not going to give us oil? Are we not going to bring man to? Are we not going to, you see, all these things, are we not going to do what of pouring of water on us? Something spectacular that will make you feel like it has happened. Yeah, can it say it has happened? Peter is trying to tell us here that, you see, the spectaculars. He said, we have not followed it. Amen. You see, we have to come to an understanding of how God works so that we can benefit maximally from Him. Some of us, if you want to pray for somebody now, like I said earlier, if you want to pray for somebody now in America, let me go and bring his passport too. Do you need a passport to pray for somebody in America where you have the word? You are limiting God. The supernatural. Let me tell you something. If you want the church to grow today, if you want 100 people to come to the church today, there are some things we can do that people will come. If you announce it now, you know, if you announce it now, that people will look like Indian Mass or Kalen Church in next Sunday. If you are coming, bring mantle, bring oil, bring first offering, bring first fruits, bring all these things that they used to cajole you. And you say, bring 3 coconuts. And after the service, we'll take you to LA waterfront. Then we'll bathe you there. And because you can relate to all that, and then say, I do my grand church here next Sunday, as if the one that we are praying, Koga. You see, we are carried away by those things. And because of those things that we are carried away, we have limited God. The spectaculars, the supernatural. Okay? So that's why in some churches, when the man of God is coming to the pulpit, he first of all roll like this, with one white garment like this, so that he will create some kind of impression that this is God coming. Only agbara ti sokale, baba ti di agbara ti sokale. Gbogbo yen iro ni. Ko si nkan iro. You see, don't be carried away. Somebody came, where were Makola? I brought somebody to Makola Church. Amen. I brought somebody to Makola Church, and after the service, said, "Church, yo, go, nadada. Church, yo, go nadada." Because of you, she was coming from CNA, so I can relate to her. He said, "Church, yo, go nadada, go nadada. I drew at them by you, koninano." Amen. Now, you see, people create such impressions to hurt, as if the world is not enough to hurt to the world. And some people say, it's the voice. So, it's, Baba, hey, don't be deceived by all these gimmicks. Don't be carried away. That's why Paul said, for we have not followed a carefully devised fable, cunningly devised fables, cleverly devised stories, acts. That we have We have dramatics or whatever. We have a lot of dramatics in the church, even on pulpits. Demonstration at Ipoju. You know, anywhere. For we have not followed. As everyone say, for we have not followed. As Christians are believing in Jesus, in the gospel of Jesus Christ, we have not followed accordingly devised fables. Paul said, we are high witness. He said, because Peter, the time he was right, he has seen a lot of practices in the church. He now told them, look, oh, we have not followed accordingly devised stories, so we have not. And I want to hold you in this church. Please, stick to the word. Stay with the word. The word works when it is worked. Amen. Stay with the word. Praise God. Just reading the Bible. They say, Pastor said, we should always be confessing. We just be confessing without any other thing. We just be confessing every morning. You see, you make the word of God of no effect by your tradition and the things that you do. You make the word of God of no effect. Let me tell you something. I was about to go for a test. Tony can bear me witness. Tony, man, share testimony. I was about to go for a test, and I was like, because you know where you are, when you get to a certain age, they will say that, go and do this, go and do that. And I was afraid. And I woke up in the morning. I took the confession. I read it. God has restored everything in the way God created them. And this, and you know all our confession that I quoted there. And I went for the test. And everything, okay, to the glory of God. And I shared testimony with my daughter. I said, because I've been having some symptoms. That are pointing to the fact that you are about to have this. So, you have to read your Bibles. You have to stick. You have to stand on God's word. You have to, not just confession. I'll get to it. You have to stay on God's word. I said the word works when it is worked. You have to work the word of God. Amen. Diligent approach to God's word. Praise God. Yeah, we have talked about the spectaculars. Some people said, if I say, okay, next Sunday, all of us, we are going to Babish Lagos. And this is what we are going to do. Bring a sponge. Bring a loss. Go and find white soap. Go and bring a lovinda. Bring all these things, coconut and all these things. And all of us go to. I know you invite your friends. Agbarama was called a church one next Sunday. He said, we are going to Babish. You wrong go where? I do have to back and be. Some people say, I don't pray until I get to the mountain. Okay, what is the meaning of that? See, the spectaculars, the supernatural. The church, everybody was just running on the floor. And the child was... Now, stick. I'm not saying that God... You see, God could allow the spectacular. He could allow the supernatural. The voice can come. But much more than the spectacular, much more than the supernatural, much more than the voice, is the word. Amen. It cannot be corrupted. Spectacular can be corrupted. Supernatural can be corrupted. The voice can be corrupted, but the word of God cannot be corrupted. Let God be true and every man be a liar. Forever hold, Lord, thy word is settled. Amen. Stick to God's word. It cannot be corrupted. If I say being born again, not of corruptible seed, but by incorruptible, the word of God, that liveth and abideth forever. Hallelujah. Stick to God's word. Amen. Stick to God's word. You see, when you give your life to Jesus Christ, you know many people where I got born again about 3 or 4 times. So, and I know when you give your life to Jesus Christ, and you are not reading your Bible, you are not coming to fellowship, you backslide. There is no way, no prayer can save you. You backslide. So me, it has been tested and proven. I got born again the first time. I went to my beer parlor again, drinking beer. Somebody saw me and said, We saw you in fellowship yesterday, you gave your life. I said, this beer, is it taking my life? As unbeliever, we are very... So, I followed them. When I had some crisis again, I followed them to church. I gave my life again. Then I took it back. Then I gave my life again until I discovered that, brother, I saw something with the ghost, the full gospel, four things that you need to know, four things that you need to do, four things that this is put on, now that you have received Christ. They now gave me that pamphlet, and I read it. I said, okay. And I discovered why I couldn't stay saved. And I said, okay. I started reading my Bible. Unlike you, you have time, you have everything, you don't have Bible. It's church that is buying Bible for you. You are not serious, so it's church that will be buying Bible for you. You do your wristwatch. Sell your wristwatch, sell your coat, go and buy. I say, buy the truth and sell it not. Sanctify them by thy truth, thy word is true. Alright, anyone buy with you, Mary? Praise God. I will be buying Bible for you. Buying Bible for you. Go and buy Bible for yourself. Invest in spiritual things. Invest in eternal things. Some of you will put on wig. Women, you put on wig. That is, but Bible, you don't have. And you say you are Christian. No, please, this is not, I'm very serious about what I'm saying. Please. And are you born again? I'm born again. Where's the Bible? And you say, use Bible on my phone. No, I don't have. You are just wasting your life. You are wasting your time. Buy the truth. Invest in the gospel. Invest. Buy Christian. You see, nowadays, apart from Bible, we go and buy Christian literature. Pocket money, Baba, you will have here. Can you take this? Can you go plan? Go go mala malka. Hello. Oh, I tell you. Data lemon wa. To stay on Facebook, you will be over data lemon wa. That kind of thing cannot help you in your Christian work. It cannot. That's why we have challenges in church today. People that they will say they are born again for several years, yet they are still almost in Rakuru. Invest in the eternal things. These are the things that will stand for time and eternity. Your Bible. Buy the truth and sell it not. Invest in the things of the kingdom. Elumi wan bi laje ko ka Christian literature kan ri. Ni je mo ti e mo ko elumi o je mo ko wa. Christian de ni 7 months, 1 year, 2 years. So we have to invest. Apart from that's why you see, just guy said something. Okay, I've talked about the voice. I've talked about the supernatural, the spectacular. The voice, you know, the voice. I was saying I was taken to one prophet. Then me, I wasn't born again then, but me, you know, by my grand Anglican Latiwa. So in Anglican, you know, we reference God a lot in Anglican. So when I got to this man, he crossed his leg and he said he was praying for me. I look at him, I say, this cannot be praying to God. I was an unbeliever in you. Okay, you cross your leg. And I know our priest in Anglican. They would do like this. They will reference God. They will bow like this. And this man, he crossed his leg like this and said he was praying for me. I told my cousin, I said, me, though all the things that the man said, oh, correct. In fact, the thing that I did before we visited him, he told me. But the only thing that I did not agree with him is the fact that he crossed his leg. I said, because this man crossed his leg, he's not a man of God. I was unbeliever. But I've been taught that you need to reference God. Parents, it's good to teach your children certain things. So I've been taught by our priest in the church that we need to reference God. That's why we see us Anglican. When you want to pray, we kneel down. Though religion and you about here, we kneel down and pray. We reference God. So the voice, and you can't tell about all this voice, it could be, like I said, they can be corrupted. If you are depending on the voice to live your Christian life, it can be corrupted. Praise God. You see, all these things should not be the indicators of God's presence. The spectacular, the supernatural, the voice, they should not be the indicators of God's presence. Yeah, Olorun ti wa nbi ni yen gba to. No, they should not be the indicator of God's presence. Praise God. Now, Moses in Egypt, God anointed him. God anointed him powerfully. And God asked him to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt. Moses and Aaron. And they went to Pharaoh. And they had a stick in Aaron's hand. And they threw the stick on the ground. And it turned to serpent. Jannes and Jambres, the magician in the Old Testament, they also threw their own stick. It turned to serpent. Maybe Allah said that Moses is not said that one. So you see, the fact that something is working does not mean that it is of God. The fact that something is working does not mean that. Jambres and Jannes, they threw down their rod and it turned to snake. Moses and Aaron, they threw down their rod, it turned to snake. Kiniyato. But these are magicians. Jannes, now in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 8. Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt mind, reprobate concern the faith. Men of corrupt minds, we have a lot of them on the pulpit today. A lot of them, men of corrupt mind, reprobate concerning the faith. Jannes and Jambres, they are magicians. What God instructed Moses to do and Aaron to do, they also did it. Have you heard? So the fact that a prophet is doing something that looks like it's God, it does not mean that it's God. See, you have to be very careful. There's a thin line. There's this element, the sorcerer in the scripture. I don't have time. In Acts chapter 13, verse 6, you can write it down. Then in Second Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13 to 15, I don't have time to. We have said the angels of darkness, they have transformed themselves to angels of light. In Africa, I don't know, I've never been to abroad. Me, I'm always an Ibadan man, very committed to Ibadan. So, but I know in Africa, because of Atiji Atimu, people have done. So there are some people, pastors today, not because of anything, but that's the merchandise of men. So how would they not perform magic? How would they not be a sorcerer? Because God, they don't read their Bible, they don't know anything about God. They just have, they can speak good English, and some of you are carried away with all their. Now, let me quickly, because of time, now the word. He said, we also have, he said, apart from all this, he said, also, we have a more sure word. He said, all these things, that is like, it was like he was saying that all these things are not really, was it, this word, a more sure word. The word of God is sure. That's why John, when God was saying, he was giving us account in John chapter 1, he said, in the beginning was the word was God, and God was the word. He said in verse, fast forward, he said, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Son of the Father, he said, full of grace and truth. He said, for the law came by Moses, but grace and truth by Jesus Christ. Amen. Grace and truth by Jesus Christ. Now, you see, when Moses and Elijah appeared on the Mount of God, God was passing a message. Moses represents the law. Elijah represents the prophet. Jesus Christ was on the mount. Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of the law and the prophet. Anything that you see them do in the Old Testament, anything that you do the prophet, Jesus Christ is the fulfillment. Amen. So, the ministry of the prophet, I was like, you must have a prophet over your life. You don't go where? What is the meaning of having a prophet? Turn the prophet over, and it can't be a law of ministry. Somebody asked me before, who is your prophet? I say, a prophet that I mean. I mean a prophet. I know you are a pastor, but you a prophet. I say, I don't have any prophet. Though. He said, you must have a ministry of prophets. Some of you are prophets praying for you. that are giving you water to drink after church. You still go and they consult them. If you want to travel, you still go and consult the prophet. You are just wasting your time. You are the pastor, let's read the book. You are the prophet of your life. You are a you are prophet. Now, the word became flesh. It is full of grace. That's the message of the New Testament. Grace and truth. For the law came by most through Moses, but grace and truth by Jesus Christ. Praise God. Jesus Christ said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is true. It's the word of God that will give you a true position or any view of life. When you come to the word of God, when you see the word of God, that's why some of you, that's why you go into error. Jesus Christ said, the reason why you go into error is that you don't read the scriptures and you don't understand the power of God. He said, you do hear because you don't read the scriptures, you don't know the scriptures, nor the power of God. Many of you, the reason why I don't remember, why a prophet, somebody will tell a woman to huff your, I want to anoint your private part. And a woman will huff a married woman, even if you are single, and you now huff yourself, for a married somebody to now start, and they say they have sex with you. I will not have sex with you. Woman being here now. You have allowed him to see what he shouldn't see. The reason why you do all the things that you do is because you don't read your Bible. He said you go into error because you don't understand the scriptures, not the power of God. That's why you go into error. Praise God. Praise God. The word of God is the most authentic and reliable means of God communication to us. Is the most authentic, most reliable means of God communicating to us. That's why it's important for us to read our Bible. Hebrews chapter 1, he said, God, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, he said, God, who has sundry times and in diverse manner, he said, spake unto the prophet, spake unto the fathers by the prophet, but in these last days, he's speaking to us by his son. And you know, in John chapter 1, he said, in the beginning was the word, and the word, and the word became flesh. So God is speaking to us today through his word. Praise God. He said, God is speaking to us. I have an example in the scriptures. Mary, God gave, you know, when Jesus Christ was about to come to the world, God did not send Moses and Joseph and Mary to go to a particular prophet. God gave them the word. For anything that God wants to do in your life, he'll give you his word. And Mary, it was an impossible thing then. Still impossible. But how would this thing be? And God now explained to him, this is what you have, the Holy Spirit of God will breathe upon you, and the power of God will overshadow you. That only thing that is in you is of the Lord, and not that on that. He said, the lady said, and that should be our attitude, let it be unto me according to your word. Let it be unto me according to your word. In Luke chapter 1, verse 37, he said, for with God nothing shall be impossible. No word of God is void of power or fulfillment. Embrace God's word. Read God's word. Embrace the promise of God. Own it. Praise God. Then you see the centurion. Like some of you that will bring passport photograph here. The centurion. He met with Jesus Christ. He said, my servant is a good guy. And Jesus Christ, wait, I will follow you to your house. He said, no, you don't have to follow me. Just say the word. He said, just speak the word. Amen. And John, I said, I've never seen this kind of faith. Oh. But some of you say, you have to come and lay your hand upon him. Oh, because God will be 1 hour. God will be. Just speak the word. Some of you want to travel. You also go to prophet. And you're, if we want to travel by the grace of God, we just give the Father in the name of Jesus as I travel. I'll go and come back in the name of Jesus. Nothing missing, nothing broken in the name of Jesus. And it will happen like that. We'll go and come back. Amen. We'll go and come back. Let me tell you something. I'm a politician, so, but me, I've never and I will never do juju. I've never done it. I will never do it. People have talented me with their juju. I say, Honey, one woman said, I'm a very bold person. He said, Ayele, I'm only Ayele, me, no, Ayele, Johnny, what? Munduk, forget about all these things. Intimbali, if you need to me, what do you say, Ayele, what can you? And somebody came to me and said, I'm a liar, you're a pastor, you're a king, and so what? The word of God. So grow mightily the word of God and prevail. Praise God. So, the centurion said, when God, Abraham, God just speak there, according to time of life, this will happen to you. And it happened. So believe the word of God. Praise God. Now, finally, let me talk about how the word of God works. How to work the word of God so that it can work for you. Now, Mark chapter 11, verse 22 and 23, popular scriptures. If you say, have faith in God, verse 23, he said, if you say to this mountain, be thou removed and go thither, and you will not doubt. He said, if you say to this mountain, and we all doubt where in your hearts. Now, to make the word of God to work for you is half your mouth and half your heart. Amen. This is very critical. This point I'm making is very important too. To make the word of God to work for you is half your mouth and half your mouth. Psalm chapter 19, verse 14. Let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be agreeable or be acceptable before you, Lord. There must be an agreement between the word of your mouth and the meditation of your heart. Praise God. There must be a meeting point between what you say and what you believe. You believe what you say, and you say what you believe. If you get to that point, the word will work. Amen. If you ever get to that point, the word will work. Romans chapter 10. I want you to pray. Romans chapter 10, verse 6 to 10. Please, I want to project it. Romans chapter 10. Romans 10. Sorry, I will take a few minutes. He said, but the righteousness, which is of faith, praise God. I like this scripture. He said, for the righteousness, which is of faith, speaketh on this wise. Say not in your hearts, which are sent into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring Christ again from the dead. What seeth the scripture there? He said, what seeth it? The word is near thee, even in thy mouth, and where in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. The word is in your mouth, and it's in your heart. For you to make the word of God to work for you, you must believe it. Now, Pastor taught us here, we're talking in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. He said, let us hold fast the profession of our faith. He said, you can also use this, the confession of our faith. He said, believers' profession is confession. Do you remember that he said that? He said, believers' profession is confession. He said, let us hold fast. Another person says, let us keep saying the same thing. Another person says, let us hold fast to the declaration of our belief. What do you believe? Hold fast to it. Let us keep saying the same thing. Let me give you an example. There's this Kenneketing book that we read several years ago. This woman, I don't know whether it's a woman, I forgot it. So I was trying to Google Kenneketing, but me, I don't really know how to use all these things. So now, I don't know whether it's a, she got born again. Or he, let me use she for the sake of preaching. She got born again, like a pastor, the doctor. Medical doctor gave his life to, gave her life to Jesus Christ. And I said, okay, I've been prescribing drugs for people. Now, I'm now saved. This is what I will do. I will now be prescribing pills for them. It's a God's pill. Now, a particular one, then tuberculosis was a big, what is terminal disease, when you have, just like HIV or cancer. So when you have tuberculosis those days, it's like you're going to die, you're about to die. So this woman had tuberculosis, and she came to this medical doctor. And when I said, this is what you are going to do. And I said, okay, according to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 22, tuberculosis is a cause of the law. Now, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, Christ has redeemed me from the cause of the law. He said, you now in the morning when you wake up, you say it three times. Just like you are missing your tablet. He said, three times in the morning, three times in the evening. You just wake up in the morning. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 22. Tuberculosis is the cause of the law. And according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, Christ has redeemed me from the cross, therefore I am healed. He said, keep saying it. Keep saying it. The woman kept saying it, and she was healed. Let us hold fast to the confession of our faith. You know, some of us, that's why God told in and be not slothful, but be followers of them who through faith and patience obtain the promise. There is a promise for us to obtain if we faith not. Let us keep on saying declaration of our belief, keep on saying the same thing that God has said about us. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm ahead of everything. Just confess the word of God. By his stripes I'm healed. He said, put the scripture together. And the one start saying it. And without anything, the word of God, just like the passage that Proverbs chapter 4, that Branny quoted from, he said, the word of God is medicine to our flesh. It's health to our flesh. The word of God, for it to work in your life, and don't forget this, for it, the word of God to work for you, you must believe what you say, and you must say what you believe. But you see, it will not come easy. But you have to keep saying it until you believe it. You have to keep saying it until you believe it. This is what God has said about me. And you keep saying it. Don't trust in God for the fruit of the womb. You put scripture together with God. Mary said, he said, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. For with God's word, nothing can be impossible. Nothing. Put scripture together and start saying it. If you say it well enough, it will happen. Praise God. Finally, Matthew chapter 7. Open your Bible to Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 27. Open your Bible to Matthew chapter, if you have one, just like Daniel is looking at his phone. So, but if you have, I mean, I know the Bible. Okay. Right, so Pastor Sokwe, don't come with this kind of, come with Bible. Matthew chapter, Allah don't know joke was waju. Banji, you're going to this one. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24. Therefore, ever say therefore. Now, everything that I've been saying, therefore, whosoever heareth this saying of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Now, the rain descended, one, the flood came, two, and the wind blew and beat upon the house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Verse 26. Everyone that heareth this saying of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man. May we never be called foolish in Jesus' name. So he said, this is why they call him foolish. Which built his house upon the sand. The rain descended, the flood came, the wind blew, the same condition, and beat the house. It fell. And great was the fall of it. Praise God. Build your life on the word of God. You see, the same conditions. People that even the people that are not saved, he said the rain descended, the wind blew, and the flood came and beat upon the house. It will happen to every one of us. But I said, if you faint in the day of adversity, then your strength is small. Your strength is small. Your spiritual capacity to respond to these things is small. That's why it fell. So build your life on the word of God. Rain will descend. Floods will come. Wind will blow. But if your life is built on God's word, you will not crumble. Praise God. You will not fall. I want us to sing this song as I put my faith in Jesus. Let's stand on our feet. Sorry, I just took a little of your time, but I think it's worth it. Okay, let's sing this song. Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand.
Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand, when everything around me is shaking. I've never been more glad when I put my faith in Jesus.
Jesus.
He's never let me down. He's faithful through generations. Oh, so I would be fair now. He won't. Oh, he won't.
He won't fail.
Faith in God's word. Don't put your faith in people. No place put your faith in substance. Put your faith in God's word. It's a communion service. I want the communion emblems. Just like I said it. When you take the bread and you drink the wine, you are part of Him. You become, because when you eat my flesh and you eat my blood, then if you don't do it, then you are not part of Jesus. So if you are not born again here, at the appropriate time, I will give you another call. Give you an opportunity to give your life to Jesus Christ. Don't take it. Just say, when they get to you, just say, pass. Because if I say, for this cause, people that take it unworthily, he said, for this cause, people sick, and some even die. Because they take the communion, not discerning the body of Jesus Christ. So if you know, if you are not born again, don't bother to take it. I will, at the appropriate time, I will minister to you. Then,